Hello again, and welcome to the program. We're here with a little strength for today, continuing in Psalm 119 today, verse 37. David said, "Turn away mine eyes from beholding vanity, and quicken thou me in thy way." Mine eyes. He mentions his eyes in verse 18, 37, verse 82, 123, 136, and 148. Mine eyes. Turn away mine eyes from beholding vanity. If we're going to get in trouble, one of the easiest places to get in trouble is with the eyes. Beholding vanity. Vanity. Solomon, you said, all his vanity and vexation of spirit. He had everything his eyes looked at. He wanted anything he wanted. He got it. And he said, it's all vanity. Proverbs 38 and 9 says, "Remove far from me vanity and lies. Give me neither poverty nor riches. Feed me with food convenient for me, lest I be full and deny thee and say, who is the Lord? Or lest I be poor and steal and take the name of my God in vain." We think taking his name in vain is just cursing and swearing. No, he said, if I do anything that would not glorify the Lord and as a result have a bad testimony in the eyes of people, that is taking the name of God in vain. And so he says, "Quicken thou me in thy way." Quicken thou me. Revive is what that word quicken means. Revive me, refresh me in thy way. Quicken thou me, he says it here in verse 25, 37, verse 40, verse 88, 107, 149, 154, 156, and 159. He said, quicken me. Revive me again. Fill my heart with your love. We need to be strengthened every day, and we need to be revived every day. I've changed the words a little bit here, made it personal instead of "we praise thee." I praise thee, O God, for the Son of thy love, for Jesus who died and is now gone above. I praise thee, O God, for the Spirit of light who has shown me my Savior and scattered my night. All glory and praise to the Lamb that was slain, who has borne all my sins and has cleansed every stain. Revive me again. Fill my heart with thy love. May my soul be rekindled with fire from above. May that be our prayer today. Sing along with this message in song.